Hi everyone, it's Rhonda Lee, barefoot artist with infusionoflife.com, and I'm going to take you further along on our journey of Inspire Me Friday. And joining me today is my friend Desiree East, who is an artist, and she does fabulous mandalas. Hi.
Hello.
And I had the pleasure of taking one of Desiree's workshops back in the summer, and I took one of her mandala workshops, and it was really profoundly shifting and centering and satisfying. It's soul satisfying to me. And it just kind of reawakened some of my passions. And I had a really great time. And I just thought she would have some really fantastic nuggets to share with all of my friends. So thank you, Desiree, for being here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here, Rhonda.
I am excited to have you. And you can see, we can see some of her mandalas behind her. Is that like one of your more recent ones back here?
Yes, this one right here. That one right there is from my last session that I had this fall. And I think that was the last, I don't know. I paint them, I kind of paint them when the inspiration strikes, or if I feel like I need to kind of step away from my day or if things are kind of crazy. So I think that one is from the last one that I did along with my people from the last group. So I kind of have, sometimes I have two or three going at the same time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what started your journey with working with mandalas? What inspired that for you?
Well, it's a kind of a funny story. I have always had some sort of, you know, creative spark growing up. And there's a time in my life, probably when I was in my late teens, early 20s, when I started drawing mandala doodles without even knowing what a mandala was. So I've always been fascinated with patterns, and I'm especially attracted to circles. So everything that I've ever, every time I doodled or anything like that, it's always been like some sort of circle shape. And there's a point where I found this mandala book. I forget the name. I should find out the name of the book. It was like some sort of a workbook where you can, you know, color in the mandalas and make create your own, where I discovered that, oh, I've been drawing mandalas this whole time. What do you know? And so I started, you know, researching about what they are and learned that, you know, hundreds of cultures and religions have used mandalas as a source of spiritual guidance or inspiration through like centuries for centuries. And so anyways, you know, it's just kind of a casual thing that I did. And as far as offering it as a workshop, as you know, Rhonda, I'm a creativity coach now. And I thought, okay, what can I do to help people that may not be quote unquote artistically inclined, or they may not call themselves an artist, even though we both know everyone's an artist.
Exactly. That's why I love you.
mandalas would be a perfect vehicle, a perfect way to learn how to tap into your creativity. A very simple way to tap into your creativity and tap into your, you know, like you're saying, just getting centered and grounded. And it's an easy way to get there to that place without having to decide what to paint or to draw. And so relaxing. So I thought, okay, I got to share this with people. So that's how I decided to launch that.
It was really a great program. I really enjoyed it. When we went on vacation, I'm like carrying the canvas with me.
I didn't know you
car.
That's great.
I just wanted to have it, you know. So I'm buying all these supplies and taking it on vacation. And at night, I would just get lost. And, you know, it's just the repetitive patterns just really were very centering to me. I did not, for the first time in my life, really focus on color. Like a lot of times I do that. I started just focusing more on feeling the patterns and how they felt to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one exercise that you had us do that I never did send in a picture of, but I've done something similar in the past and I really loved it. And maybe this would be a little takeaway nugget that some of my friends that are watching this could maybe go explore with this. We did the Earth Mandala. That was just, to me, I'm a very, I guess, earthy person. You did it on the beach, and I'm a beach person too. And so, but you could do it anywhere. But could you like maybe explain some of the steps of that for anyone that wants to maybe look at trying that out for themselves?
Sure, yeah. So what Wanda was talking about was the Earth Mandala, and basically, it's an art installation. I don't know why I'm using quotes this morning. I feel very quotey. Use that. But anyways, it's an earth installation, earth art installation, and basically what we did was we collected leaves and flowers, stones, whatever it calls to you, while you're out taking a walk. And basically just collect some items to make your mandala and take it out somewhere out in nature in the outdoors. So I did the beach, and I know somebody from the last session. She's from New York, and we're in the fall season right now, so she had all the beautiful fall leaf colors, and it was really
To
pretty.
do that.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And so wherever you live, we could, take some time to go outdoors. And basically what we were doing is we were taking what we were learning in the studio at your home and in your little homemade, art studio, taking what we've learned and all the centering that we've been doing on the inside. I wanted you to take that outside and expand it out to nature, because as you all know, we're all one and we're all connected in one way or another. So I wanted to expand the creations that we're making out to Mother Earth and whatever you want to call it. And so, it's
Oops.